patient's first name is Courtney. Last name Smalley. Date of birth 07/31/89. Date of encounter 10/15/24. History of present illness. This is a female patient presents in the clinic today as a follow-up from motor vehicle accident. She had made back pain since the accident occurred. Date of the accident was 08/04/2023. She was seen in clinic previously and prescribed physical therapy. However, she states she was unable to make it due to car issues, and her pain has continued, and she would like to go back to physical therapy to ensure she can get the best care possible, as well as get back on pain medication, as she's been taking Motrin over-the-counter. Next paragraph, surgical history. She had C-section, time 3, cholecystectomy, and tonsillectomy. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, current medications. She's on buprenorphine, citalopram for anxiety, social history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, physical examination. Patient's awake, alert, and oriented, times 3. No acute distress. Vital signs are within the limits. AGENTs, eyes are equal, round, reactive to light, ears are within normal limits, no tympanic membrane erythema, oropharyngeal area is clear, neck is soft, no lymph nodopathy or masses, no step off, no trapezius muscle spasms noted, heart positive S1 and S2, lungs are clear to auscultation, focused exam on her left shoulder, decreased range of motion with overhead reaching due to pain, negative crepitus, positive tenderness in the bicipital groove, negative open cans, negative crossover, next paragraph, continuing on with the physical exam, also focused. Exam continued on her low back. She had decreased range of motion, flexion, and extension due to pain, and negative straight leg raise. Deep tendon reflexes in lower extremities are positive too. With no tenderness and no paraspinal muscle spasms noted. Next paragraph, diagnosis, low back pain, left shoulder pain. Plan will transfer from Motrin to Celebrex due to the risk of bleeding ulcers, and will reorder physical therapy so the patient can continue to improve. Advise the follow-up as needed and discharge in stable condition.